Blog Talk Radio.
Sucks.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar. Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Today is Tuesday, May 7th. And the Rangers, back in the series. Good evening. Freshly returned. He just got off the train from Madison Square Garden after the big party, the parade down Broadway, the fireworks, the banners, the most exciting, thrilling Game 3 victory in the history of the NHL. Edward Arthur Gajk, how are you?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. God, pissed already because this ridiculous Skype is not working well. So I'm just, if you can hear me, tell me in the chat room. I just dropped again. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me? It says my calls dropped. I don't know. All right. Well, let me go on and...
Costa can hear you.
Let me just go and expound, and then I'll get cut off, and then you can go on with your thing.
We'll end the show.
Okay. Well, anyway, big game last night. Ye of little faith. I'm the one who sat here in this very broadcast booth and told you the Rangers would get healthy at Madison Square Garden. They would score goals. I was called a lunatic. I was called part of the fringe element. I was cast down. Not really. None of that really happened.
Make yourself sound like Theon Greyjoy here.
Yeah. I was tortured. They ripped my finger off. No.
Spoiler alert.
What? You know what? It's Tuesday. If you haven't gotten to that yet, then you deserve to have that spoiler thrown your way.
Or now, as my grandmother used to say, spurled.
Spurled. The milk is spurled. I hate Theon, too, that treacherous bastard, Sue Papagallo says. Now, let me get down to business. Let me get down to beeswax. Now, I certainly didn't face any of that. Jim was like, I hope you're right. Stan from Bayside was like, you've never. They can't score. Yeah, good luck with that, Eddie. Now, granted, I thought maybe it would be more of the stars awakening with the goal scoring, so to speak, quote unquote. We did get a goal from Derek Stepan last night, but it was a lot of the what we've been deeming as the secondary scoring guys who were responsible for a couple goals. And I was there live at the game. I got to see really in detail what the Rangers are all about, and really got to see how, really got a real good grasp of what. I just got a really good grasp of, I don't want to say system, but philosophy. And it was nothing really different than what we see on the TV. But I really got to see it live in person as a five-man thing coming at me. Because I was at the the end where the Rangers shot twice. So I was that end. I was it. So I got to see the Rangers breaking out or whatever they do twice. So and so, I mean, the crowd was very quiet early, especially after they got on the board 5 minutes in. So, Jim, I mean, you watched the game. What did you glean? I get the feeling, I haven't talked to you about it, that you're kind of like, I'm not going crazy yet.
Yeah, I'm not, and I'm not. I mean, we can see Ranger fans. I mean, you know, the whole joke I made on the group today about the Brian Boyle parade and the banner that our friend Kevin Canessa made up because of a joke that I made. Excuse me. I mean, come on. It's one game. You're going to let them fool you again? I mean, how many times this season did you think, okay, they've righted the ship, only to have to sit through another 3-hour shitstorm? Nah, not this time. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me 42 times, shame on me. This team's let me know when they get to 3-2, and then I will share your excitement, my friends.
Well, I don't think I don't think the Rangers are as good from seeing them, like, as good as some fans think now that it's 2-1. But I also don't think the Caps are all that great. I watched the broadcast, too, and they seem to be hyping up how good the Caps were and, you know, how great of a passing team. And that's the Rangers' problem. Even strength, the puck is in their zone way too much.
Sure is.
I mean, there was a couple times during the game where the Caps had the puck for a good, like, full line shift, it seemed. And they weren't able to convert, really, for the most part. And the Capitals' defense is not that good. It just isn't. It lacks that shutdown guy. And listen, there's not, you know, I really felt like, you know, okay, if the Caps win this series, they're not doing anything. Because basically, if you can't really beat the Rangers, if you can't really, it's hard for me to say, because I am rooting for the Rangers. But I just feel like it's two teams that really aren't. It's turning out to be the best matchup for the Rangers because I just don't think the Caps are that solid. And, I mean, the Caps on that 6-on-4 at the end of the game, they got like one shot off. Now, there were Rangers doing some heroic things out there. Girardi with a nice block, McDonough. Girardi had his best game I've seen all year last year. I mean, he was into it. He was making plays. I was still telling the whole section how he should be on the power play, and most of them agreed. I saw some good things. I saw things on the interwebs praising guys I thought were terrible. And then guys that I thought played well were getting bashed. So I don't know. I can tell you one thing. Taylor Pyatt doesn't deserve to be on any NHL team. On that third goal, I mean, he was spinning around like a top. His back, his front, I didn't know what he was doing. He was so out of position. And Michael Delzato, I know a lot of people got on. Some people got on. He's trying to cover up for everybody's mistake out there. He's trying to be in six different places at once. I mean, it was such bad positioning. Pyatt's not at the point trying to get the guy. I mean, he really is completely and utterly useless. He's slow. And I know he got an assist last night or whatever he got. I it was my first time to see this guy live and in person. I was like, oh, my God. And he just doesn't deserve to be on the team. And so am I thinking the Rangers are going – I think the Rangers can beat them at home again. But I don't think they can beat them away because for some reason the Rangers forget how to score when they're away from Madison Square Garden. And I don't know how long the Brian Boyle scoring streak is going to hold out. And I could probably just end it one game, you know. So I think that, ultimately they'll probably lose the series. But in a way, and I, it's, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, if you feel like me and Jim do, is that you want this coach gone, and every win keeps him around a little bit longer. So you're like, you want them to win. You pay your money. You go to the game. You want, of course, you want to see them win. You're with your fans. Everybody's, and a lot of Ranger fans, and this is not an indictment on them, they're kind of clueless to what's really going on. You're like, they don't know why Gavrik was traded. They think they just traded him because they buy into what Tort says. We needed more middle-of-the-road guys, you know, which we traded away to get Nash, which was to complement Gavrik and the non-scoring in the playoffs, which is back to where it was until last night game. They don't understand that whole ring around the Rosie thing. They think that's what they did. Gavrik wasn't playing well, and they didn't know that it was Gavrik versus Torts thing like we all know. I mean, you know, and who's to say? I mean, Derek Brassard played an excellent game last night. I mean, this guy has really been a surprise. You know? So, it's interesting when you go to the game, you know, you don't want to be an elitist and be like, oh, I know more than you. And sometimes it's better to just have that blind faith, because if you don't know anything, you're just sort of rah-rah Rangers.
Right.
And I'm going, oh, my God, look. And, Jim, I'm out there like every guy. I'm like, oh, my God, he's out there. I see John Moore. I saw a couple of people praising him. He was terrible. He was terrible. He had his worst game as a Ranger last night. He's fumbling the puck on the power play. He couldn't keep it in like five times. He was playing hot potato with the thing the whole night.
Hot potato.
I mean,
I thought John Moore was okay last night.
No.
Okay.
I have to say, he made a good play on the pinch in that led to a goal, which was really smart. But for the most part, he was a liability defensively. He was out of position. He was fumbling the power play. No, I didn't see it from him. You know, people got on Delzato a bit. I thought Delzato was basically trying to put out fires all over the ice. I mean, like I said, Brassard impressed me. And Callahan is just, he's getting underneath their skin. He's getting in front of that net at every opportunity and making trouble. I would like to see the Rangers earlier in the game, not late in the game when you're protecting the lead. If somebody is screwing with your captain, I don't care if he's Mr. Feisty, if he's Mr., you know, whatever. You know Callahan could take it. Get in there. No one screws with your captain. What happened to the days of Bobby Clark? Now, Bobby Clark was not a man like Ryan Callahan. But still, you touch that's the captain of your team. Nobody screws with him. So, it was... Rangers came back. I mean, Rangers came back from getting tied three times, I think, in the game. They've got to have some character as players to do that. Because I certainly don't think they get it from the coach.
What was the mood in the Garden when the Caps went up 1-0?
Oh, God.
Was it calamity? Was it just, silence, or?
I thought half the building was going to get up and leave. Because there was like no hope of ever scoring a goal, because they hadn't scored, you know, they only had one goal previous to that goal, up to that point. And I felt like this collective, like, punch in the gut. And it's like, here we go again. We couldn't even get off to a good start at home. You know, the crowd, and Amarante was supposed to do the thing, but I think he's sick.
Oh, boy.
He was supposed to do the national anthem. Did they say anything about that on the broadcast?
No. Maybe his wig didn't get back from the dry cleaner in time.
I mean, yeah, it might not have been blackened.
His hair was having a maintenance day.
Yeah, I don't know, but I heard that he may be, like, sick, like...
Like, this is it?
Yeah, like we could be doing a funeral, Amarante funeral show soon. So, and I don't make light of it. I mean, you know, listen, he's part of somewhat Ranger tradition, but he did. Right. He did snub me at the 94 parade, which I will never forget.
You will never forget that. Nor will I. No. Nobody snubs my friend.
That's right. Never
just
snub
me. Just ask those that have.
That's right. So they had some fire department chick do the thing. So, it was somber to say the least after that first goal. And I bet everybody at home was going, oh, not again. But the
yeah,
key
I
me,
mean, I wasn't even.
Tell me how you were feeling.
I am numb at this point. This season has been emotionally just draining. For a shortened season, it sure feels longer.
Yeah, you really have been. I sense this. You want to do shows like every two games. I think you really just, you don't want to talk about this nonsense.
This has just been a very taxing season to me. This just hasn't been fun. I'm glad they won last night. And of course I'm glad Brian Boyle scored a goal. People love to get on me about him. All right, that girl, who's that chick in the Facebook group? Where's the Boyle haters now? Where's the Boyle haters now? Put my hand up. One goal. What do you want me to do? So that's why I had to post about the Brian Boyle parade through Yonkers today. Come on. It's like crazy.
I still think the guy is what he – yeah, I still think he's a fourth-line guy who should never see the power play. I mean, that's all I was saying.
See? Look, the chat room's putting their hands up.
I mean,
How about the hit Anton – somebody brought up Strawman. Sue said something about Strawman. How about the hit he laid on Ovechkin last night?
It was great.
Oh!
Dave Farish hip check.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I was at the other end for that one, though. But that got the crowd. Oh, man, that got the crowd going.
Strawzy.
He made a catastrophically bad play later on. Well, but other than that, he played a solid game. And I really thought Girardi and McDonough really, really played a good game. They look like they were in last year's form.
Well, see, they had fallback. They had their anchor man.
Right. And he looked rusty, but he can give you solid minutes. I frankly, and I know this may be heresy at this point because everybody loves John Moore and he is Ryan McDonough's clone.
He's so crazy.
I'd rather see Emminger than Moore at this point. That's just my take. Hey, listen, I was at the game. I watched him. You know, I had the ISO on him. I was watching. I like John Moore. I think he's a good player, but he looked like he had the playoff jitters, first big playoff game in Madison Square Garden. It looked like it overwhelmed him a little bit, just a little bit. Hey, listen, he's been fine. One good story that came out of it, Stephen Schaefer is a member of the Facebook group. Now, I know Stephen. Jim knows Steven. Steven is a big dude, and he's a sincere dude, and he's not a guy who's going to make up a story. He saw Chris Kreider before the game because he knows where to hang out and get everything signed and everything. And he said to Chris Kreider, or maybe have yelled it to him, said, you know, I can't wait for this asshole to get fired so I can see you in the lineup. And Chris Kreider just smiled and said, thank you.
Love it.
So, even Chris Kreider, at least Chris Kreider knows, Steve Schaefer should have said, listen to Bullshit Underground. I'll talk to him about that.
He's been on this show. Chris Kreider
been on this show. He should tell the teammates, listen to this show. I should get Steven some of our business cards so he can give it to these guys so they can listen.
Absolutely.
Hopefully Brian Boyle won't listen, Jim. It would be a lawsuit.
Awesome.
Or Davinsky too. That Davinsky would sue us with that song that I made up about him. But
Eddie Layton in the house tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, Eddie the Limo Layton. The thing to me that's impressed me the most about the Rangers is Ovechkin only has one goal in three games. And that was that one off the backboards.
Yep. They've done a great job against him, no doubt.
And the way Washington is made up, they're so mentally fragile because they choke so often that there's just a lot of guys on that team have seen things slip away. And if the Rangers can somehow, a la peanut butter sandwiches, get this team going. And he's another guy. I've seen enough of Derek Dorsett. I mean, he had that one shot that must have been 60 feet wide. I don't know what he was doing. He's just another guy. They kept marching out guys who couldn't score. I was like, I don't know how they're going to win this game. I'm just not impressed. I'd rather see Kreider out there than him. Asham's goal, that was a surprise. That was good. I mean, you know. And he had limited playing time. I think he only played like 4 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
So, I mean, I got a lot of thoughts on, you know, what I saw. I thought Rick Nash, it really looks like he, and I don't want to start jumping on the, I don't want to make him a goat. And he did get that nice assist when he shot it towards the net, actually, and then Stepan turned his stick for that goal, which originally from everyone, including Sam Rosen, thought that was Rick Nash's goal. He had a stellar night, by the way, Sam Rosen, last night. I think two things hit the post or crossbar, and he called them saves last night. So he got two
now he's
saves.
Doing it just for you.
Yes. Ding, save. Ding, save.
Save, save.
He was ridiculous. And then Rick Nash with the goal, and he's going on and on, and they're like, I think Stepan got it. Micheletti's got to sit there and correct them half the time now. So anyway, with Rick Nash, I think sometimes he tries to do too much, and he's been getting knocked off the puck way too easy. But he did draw a penalty. He finally drew a penalty when he got. And that's another thing. Rangers had five power plays by the beginning of the second period. How many times did you ever see that?
Yeah.
And what, they have 1.5 power play goals? I think that first power play goal turned out not to be one. It was right at the 2-minute mark.
They flip-flopped on that goal about four times. I guess it was a power play goal, but whatever. It was a goal.
I didn't get the official call on it. So, going forward, what are we left with?
Matt Zuccarello is the Rangers' best power play forward. I'm going to tell
you
that much.
Yes, he had a very good game.
I really hope that he is back with the Rangers next season.
Yes, he certainly has some of the best vision on the team, and is a great passer. Paul Guiduzzi makes a nice, good comment in the chat room that Rangers, especially on that first goal, had two men in front on the Boyle goal, including Delzato, who joined the rush, who was able to almost, I hope he had to kind of leave the post, the short side open, because he had to worry about coming across to save if Boyle would have passed.
Right.
And, you know, thank the Lord, the gods old and new, that he was able to deposit it in the short side. And I really think that surprised Holpe. I really thought Holpe thought he was getting it. They were getting no goals the whole game. Because early he was making the saves, kind of like nonchalant, like there's another practice. And he didn't look good. He didn't look good last night. And that's got to worry the Capitals too, I think. So I think you've got two teams I think are really ultimately going nowhere. But for the Rangers, thank God it's the Capitals, because really the way it's turning out, you know, the Bruins are up 2-1 now. And I never really liked the Bruin matchup. The Capitals, because you have Chara and you've got to deal with him. And I think this turning out to be the best matchup. As long as Ovechkin is kept in check, if he starts to go off, it's going to be all over. But it would be, you know, most teams it's going to be all over.
Right.
But this guy tends to disappear in the playoffs a lot of times. He's a head case. So talented head case. What did you think of that high stick thing, that Zapruder film thing you did over there?
Wow. What a dive. I don't understand how he didn't get a penalty for that.
Yeah,
referees haven't been afraid to call the unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. I forget who got one in game two. Somebody got one on the Rangers. I mean, it was ridiculous. You're responsible for your stick, that old cliche. It should have been a penalty, absolutely.
Yes.
But, come on. You got tapped in the face. My father used to hit me harder than that with a hockey stick.
Yeah, and like Sue says, the reaction was very delayed.
Went down like Forrest Gump.
I mean, come on.
Ah, something bit me.
So I think the Rangers got to continue with getting in front of that net and just being around it. But, you know, does lightning strike twice and you get goals from guys you don't expect? Because there's some guys that just, you know, aren't putting the puck in the net. And Brad Richards didn't look all that great last night.
Oh, he's finished.
And, you know, we need some goals from Callahan. We need Nash to score. You know, we need these guys to contribute. But I'll tell you, this Derek Brassard kid, man, he's making me a believer.
Yeah. I like him. I like him.
I mean, he just makes the best of his opportunities. He scores. He hasn't been
tortured. Do 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 do.
Jane? Sorry.
What was that?
I was saying the crowd after was like Mardi Gras.
Ha!
It really was. I mean, these fans, I tell you, they're not like us. I think maybe we've gotten too cynical, Jim.
Is that what it is?
I think so. I think we're too close to the flame.
I don't know.
You know, sometimes I think it's better to be just wistful and... It just... Go Rangers. But they were partying like it was 1999 there, man.
Do-do-do-do. I don't know.
They were. But everybody was drained on the train. Take the drain to the train. I mean, I think because it was a Monday night, everybody was like, oh, God, I got to get up for work.
School night.
And I saw some morons with Caps jerseys.
On the train, huh?
Yeah.
You know, speaking of Long Island, your alma mater, what's going on there? I read a little something in the news today.
Oh, yeah, up at the high school?
Yeah, a couple of teachers there. Hot for teacher.
Couple of decent-looking broads. Yeah, they ain't that bad.
Oh, yeah.
Now, my wife does not teach at that school. She teaches at the middle school, which is not too far from it, about a mile or so away. They got caught sexting with students.
I think it was more than that.
Nah. From what the lowdown I'm getting, the inside info, it was kind of some, really wasn't even sick. It was flirtatious, but not all that dirty. I mean, what are you hearing over there? What are they printing in that rag you're reading over there?
Well, I got this out of
USA
the Post.
USA Today?
No, it was in the Post.
Are you reading the Post?
One of them was from Ron Concomus.
Well, you know, we got a lot of loose women over here. You've been
apparently
here.
I didn't run into any of them.
you were trying to.
Eddie's got a new song.
I like this song.
Like this? Eddie Layton, ladies and gentlemen. Resurrected.
Yeah, we try not to talk about that subject here because, you know, we keep it clean. It's G-rated.
Since when?
G-Raider. A lot of stars at the game last night.
I saw that. It was a who's who. So who's coming? Who'd you get for the show? When's Tom Hanks coming on?
Oh, he was funny, man.
Sitting next to Brian Williams, who was in a Rangers jacket.
Yeah, I think he wore that last year, the same playoffs. Same jacket, broke it out. But did you see Tom Hanks do his bit? Did they show that?
No.
Tom Hanks took they gave out these, like, I don't know, We Believe in Blue shirts and towels out. Those crazy fakakta towels that I will never, ever wave.
Right.
Because I don't need props when I'm at a game.
Right.
My mouth is my prop. Just like Jim is a notorious heckler, I can, you know, I just need my voice. I don't need anything else. I don't need props to cheer my team. If you want to go, woohoo, wave your towel, go ahead. You look stupid.
Right.
So,
we're not the Coyotes. We don't need a whiteout.
Yeah. I mean, we don't need a gimmick. We're Ranger fans. Give me a win.
Throw people.
Give me some goals. So, Hank takes the white towel, right? Show him on the first of all, Madison Square Garden. I don't even recognize it anymore, Jim.
Really?
You would think you're in an out-of-state arena. Everything is gone.
Wow.
Everything. It doesn't look anything like Madison Square Garden once you get in the rotunda. There's a different kind of food court every 15 feet. You want Cajun chicken, one thing. It's you want Jamaican jerk chicken. They got a different stand there. You want sweet potato fries. You want Lucy's baked grilled cheese sandwiches or whatever. I mean, when I used to go to a game, I mean, listen, I'm a big dude. I could eat. But, like, I would have a hot dog, maybe, and a soda. I'm there to watch the game. I want to go to dinner. I ate dinner before that, so I don't have to pay $400. I mean, it gets me a little $18, man.
That's what the Blarney Stone or Blarney Rock, that's what those places are for.
Right.
You go there, you get your roast beef sandwich sliced right off the meat. You get your macaroni and cheese that would give you the shits for a week. You get a pint of beer, and you're good to go.
Are people really eating all that much at the game? I got to get sushi? Who wants Madison Square Garden sushi? Are you fucking nuts?
Who wants sushi? Period.
Oh, please. I've got no taste when it comes to food. You don't even like Subway.
It's the worst food in America.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's plastic. Plastic meat.
Plastic. You're ridiculous.
It is, too.
You don't like vegetables, that's why.
That's not true. Oh, no, I do like vegetables. I just don't like 2 inches of them on top of my plastic meat.
It's not plastic meat, you
mate. I eat potatoes all the time. I love vegetables.
Yeah. When was the last time you had a green vegetable?
Let's see. Yesterday? Or 2 days ago? 2 days ago?
What, stuffed peppers?
No, I don't like peppers.
Now, Gina's right. You can't even get a cup holder.
Yeah.
The new garden is totally... All the seats, I think, are black, except for upstairs. They're still blue. And then they have, this sign. Yeah. It's weird. And then, now everybody's telling in the chat what they had to eat.
See, you started.
I forgot I had broccoli today.
She's chopping broccoli.
Chopping broccoli.
She's chopping broccoli. Is she chopped?
I'm telling you, Paul, inside, it's like I thought I really was in a different arena. You know, it was my first game this year there, so I love broccoli. Anywho. So, I was telling the Tom Hanks story. Well, he gets the towel, and he starts, to lower it. And then you see his face, and, you start smiling because it's him. And then he lowers it beneath his chin, and then he mouths. He doesn't say it. He goes, "Let's go, Rangers." And then he mouths, "And Potvin sucks." whole crowd, place goes crazy. Even me, who doesn't even like that thing, thought that was funny.
That was, yeah, that is funny.
Because he did it with such a sly smile on him, like he was saying something he wasn't supposed to on the you know, the scoreboard, the Jumbotron, or whatever they call it these days, Diamond Vision. And it was great. It was great. But would you know, when those idiot fans started doing the Poffin sucks, immediately Washington scored the first goal. And, of course, I went off on the entire bat. Keep doing that chant. It's not applicable. Not applicable. Not yelling like a madman. Not applicable. So it was phenomenal. It was phenomenal when he did that. Yeah, like you said, Brian Williams there. Michael J. Fox was there with his son.
Yeah, I saw him. They showed everybody that was. Of course, John McEnroe was there.
He was.
Yeah, there were a couple other famous people. It was a star-studded event. None brighter than your star, though. None.
Who?
You.
Oh, yes.
You were the biggest
star. Well, I wasn't invited to the blue carpet. They had this.
Oh,
they really cheesed it up for this. They had like a red carpet type of thing.
Yeah.
That they walked all these stars down called the blue carpet. And they had some like really minor stars. I mean, like this guy, Will Arnett, I think he was in Arrested Development like 10 years ago. He was married to Amy Poehler, and then she divorced him when she got famous.
Well, yeah, but he has a show on NBC.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Can't think of it. With, what's her name? Then he has a show with Christina Applegate.
Oh, all right. Then I'm. Okay. And then I. They had that. Didn't they have some kind of Zamboni race?
Yeah, with Duguay. Well, they're really. I mean, what's left for him? I mean, how much more can they denigrate him? I mean, why not just make him like your celebrity popcorn guy? I mean, really? Come on.
Come on.
You wouldn't make Mark Messier race a Zamboni or Adam Graves or Brian Leach. But Duguay, I mean, they just put him in the most preposterous – him and Rod Gilbert, they put them in the most preposterous situations.
Well, those guys will do anything to check.
I think
anything.
Gilbert is selling condoms in the garden toilets.
He might be. No, Duguay will do anything for money. Seriously.
You think you get paid extra for that stupid stuff?
You probably get something. Well, he's part of that Blue Shirts United thing, you know. They're one of their guys. You know, so Rodrigue. Rodrigue looks good. I mean, he's a mental patient, but he looks good.
Mental patient.
And I saw Brad Park was there.
Oh, well, he probably didn't get to walk the blue carpet either.
I had to wheel him. Well, they were interviewing him. Jay Grossman says Arnett's a Leafs fan. What the hell is he doing there? Bruins, I think they basically made the call out to all agents. Say, listen, you want to come to the game? You got free tickets.
Well, I don't think Michael J. Fox is a Ranger fan. He's from Canada too.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you get a free ticket to Madison Square Garden, it was quite an event.
You go.
Me and my friends were contemplating, you know, you got to hear this OV sucks at the 8-minute mark, and you got to hear this guy sucks. At the Knick game, do they yell like Jordan sucks? Or like, you know, Isaiah blows, Isaiah sucks. I mean, guys that were good against them.
Daryl Dawkins sucks.
Daryl Dawkins sucks. Only with these ridiculous Ranger fans. Is Costa going crazy because freaking the Islanders are beating Pittsburgh?
I don't know. Are they?
I don't know. He's screaming score. Well, it's not screaming, but texting score.
Save.
2-1. Let's go, Islanders. You're out of the will, Costa.
How dare you?
You're out of the Blue Shirt Underground will. When we dissolve and split up the money, you get nothing.
That's right.
You don't
That's right.
that.
When the Empire is... when the Empire is divided.
He's got the whole, he's one of these players that's, it's Bettman's team. He's against Bettman. So, if any team is Bettman's team, it's the Islanders.
Exactly.
Because
that's who we grew up rooting for?
Team. What?
Isn't that who he grew up rooting for?
Yeah, and I mean, by all accounts, that team is a financial disaster. Jim had dissolved years ago.
Right.
Moved to Brooklyn. Should have been moved to Brampton, Ontario. Years ago. Give it a break. Oh, God.
Moved to
Did you glean anything? I mean, anybody say, oh, he played a great game, or a guy you thought was a real shitty game?
I thought Boyle played a good game. I thought McDonough was played one of his maybe best games of the season. Girardi, I didn't notice as much, but I think just having Staal back helped them both tremendously.
Yeah.
Staal looked okay, a step slow at times. I don't know what took them three games to start crashing the net, because Washington's defense in front of the net is terrible. The Rangers scored four goals last night, all from in the slot. I don't think they were further than maybe 10, 15 feet out on any of their goals. What took them so long? Were they waiting for a Facebook event invite? You're cordially invited to the net to crash the net? But, you know, again, there was a must-win situation. Now tomorrow night they got another one.
A lot of people were saying it was almost like a Game 7 kind of situation where they had to win. Or it was good night, nurse. It's exactly what I said after they got the first goal.
Like, Pierre was burying him on TV, that's for sure.
Had he led a funeral march over there?
Well, Pierre was.
Oh, Pierre.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't see the Sam's broadcast?
No. NBC Sports.
What was he saying? What was Pierre saying?
Well, I mean, after the Caps were up 1-0, the Rangers' body language was bad. The effort wasn't there on the ice. The Caps were beating them to the puck, and everything. And Pierre said, he said, you know, JR will tell you back in the studio, he says, there comes a point in every playoff series where it becomes inevitable, and maybe the Rangers are hitting that point. And a couple of minutes later, they scored, and, you know, things got better. But at that point, I couldn't disagree with him. Well, I'll rarely agree with him, but he had every, you know, he certainly wasn't out of bounds saying it. They looked bad.
Yeah.
They looked like reality was setting in, and then they turned it on.
Were you surprised?
I just wish this team could just turn it on after the national anthem and keep it on until they salute the crowd. That would be
well.
Nice.
That's the biggest problem. And I started off the whole analyzation of the game with this, as I saw what the problem is, and it's pretty obvious to all of us even before this. But I really saw it tactically and philosophically in person. Is that when they get a one goal lead, they have no interest in playing offense. They have no interest.
They shut it down.
They have. It's not even a mental thing. It's a mental thing, of course, but it's also on how they play. They don't know how to get a two-goal lead. They don't want a two-goal lead. They want to get a one-goal lead and play a 15-minute power penalty kill, like they did last night in the third period. They want to play the penalty kill for the rest of the game.
Right.
And it's Tortorella. That's Tortorella's philosophy. And unless they get some kind of lucky bounce or something happens and they get a two-goal, this is how they're going to play. It is so ass-backwards. And just to sit there and let Hank have to bail you out, his second period was awesome. He made a couple saves that I thought were just like some of the best I've ever seen live. Now listen, you know, and I also thought the Caps on one play, and I forgot who it was, the guy kind of okey-doked it. He thought he had a lot of time. He didn't, because Lundqvist had gotten over there. And Gina's right. He plays not to lose. He plays like there's going to be a shootout eventually if the game does get tied. He doesn't understand as the game goes on And this even happened with the Rangers, I felt. As the game goes on, there's less and less scoring opportunities for them. At least in this series, I've felt like the push to score is less and less. And because they get the lead, they don't have any killer instinct. They can't have you down. And because their power play is so limp, they can't, that part of the game, they can't, you know, put their foot on your neck and do you in. So they have to do it 5-on-5, but their philosophy on 5-on-5 is just to sit back.
Right.
And you cannot do that against the Capitals team. Listen, Torts, you can call me later.
Torts, goodbye.
Bye, Torts, don't make me cry. So, you know, that philosophy, and we're going into like the fourth year of it, I've had enough. I've seen it before. And I think the players are browbeaten that if they do make a mistake, if they do take a chance, they're going to wind up be riding the pine. So they need to be able to not sit back. I mean, this is not going to work. That 6-on-4 was like the longest 2 minutes of my life. I mean, the Caps were passing. The Caps got Ranger disease at the end of the game. They didn't get it. They got like one shot off.
Yeah.
They're passing. So it's a problem. It's a problem, and it's going to continue to be a problem under this coach. I think the Rangers, you know, they've got a good shot at home, but I really think, you know, in the long run, you're maybe right with, you know, they're going to disappoint us in the end. But, you know, it's not like I think this team is going to win the Stanley Cup. You know, if they can get out of the first round, it would be good for us fans. But maybe in the long run, if you don't want to see John Tortorella back, it could be something that, you know, you really don't want to see.
Eddie Layton, ladies and gentlemen.
He's quite the artist there.
So, what else is in the news? We'll talk to Catroni and wrap this up, or what?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, half of the dynamic duo of the Uncle Eddie and Uncle Joe show.
Waka waka.
What's going on? Waka waka. I'm going to start off real quick by I'm petitioning for the boom to be laid down on the head of the wrestling superstar Ricky Akitozo.
Akitozo.
Just for Just for a sexist remark today. And causing a shitstorm like he usually does once every 4.5 months. That guy needs to go. I'm going to petition.
That's
what I want to start with. Screw
Joe's him. Joe's going to start a Facebook group to get somebody removed from a Facebook group.
Hey, that's very political. That's right.
Well, I know Ricky, of course, came in with his anti-Lundqvist. You know, he's like the heel in wrestling. He's going to come in, start something, throw a hand grenade, and leave.
Yeah.
I mean,
I have no problem with that.
But what, he got sexist? He got sexist with somebody?
Yeah, like it's he's 12. He's retarded. He's talking about, you know, he's like, you know, ladies, you know, you always see all because he's hot and this and that and all this stuff. And, you know, look at him without your vibrator and all this crap. It's like, come on, dude. Come on. I mean, by itself, maybe it's comical, but, you know, you're insulting people. These are adults. Stupid. Anyway, whatever. Not my boom it's not my gauntlet to throw down. But I do enjoy Eddie's booms. I like them. I like to clean up the joint.
Well, Now that Jim is so disinterested in the Rangers,
stop it.
You know what? I've sided with you, Andy, and like we spoke about the other night, you know, we didn't think it was over. We saw it there. But I agree with Jim. I mean, we've been fans of this team for a very long time. And any fan that's, like, new to this team, just get used to it. As long as we have Tortorella. And we're going to be playing in, you know, one-goal hockey games. Now, we're a little bit of a different team at home, no doubt about it. We're like Jekyll and Hyde. It's ridiculous. But, it's not realistic to think that this team could compete for a cup under his coaching. And that's where I agree with Jim. But it's at least they prolonged it, and at least it's exciting, and must have been fun to be at the game. And, last minute and a half was ridiculous. But, somebody had made a comment in our group today on that 6-on-4, a minute and a half. They didn't even get a shot on goal. That's unbelievable. That's very Ranger-like.
I just said that 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, sorry.
Joel Ward
decided that. What was he even thinking? Like, what are you doing?
Joe's
you got to tie the game. Don't pass. Sorry.
It's all right.
I just said you were on the sauce, by the way.
No, I'm on the sauce? No, I'm not, actually. I should be.
We all should be. Mr. Frowny Clown over there can get back into this Ranger stuff.
Hey, Jim, turn that frown upside down.
I've never had more fun in my life than I'm having right now.
Oh,
Jimmy's a realist. You got to give him that.
Optimistic but realistic.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with that.
I got to beg him to do shows now.
Oh,
he wants to stop. He wants to do a 4-game recap.
That's not true. No, he asked me this morning, are we doing a show tonight? I said, why don't we wait till Thursday? And he says, no, I was at the game last night and I must report on it. I must share with the people what I did at the Garden last night.
And that's when Jim turned around and said, you're pissing on my shoe.
Yeah. Jim was like,
All right.
The Rangers played last night. I didn't watch. I was watching Game of Thrones reruns.
This is what happens, Jim. You get playback for audio editing, where you take his words out of context.
Oh, this is how it starts. And then next week, that's Joe and Eddie coming at you,
Jim.
Jim. At least Joe wanted to show up for the show tonight. God.
I listen to you guys on my phone if I have.
And I did watch Game of Thrones again after the game last night.
He did, see?
I watched them all twice. In case I missed them.
Anyway, it'll be a fun game tomorrow night. I hope they come out. Yeah, I tell you, you sit there and you go, all right, they got a 1-goal lead. You know what's coming. 6 minutes of getting your hopes up that they're going to score a second goal, and then,
yes.
And they get
right.
Tied.
We know what's coming.
Sucks.
We know what's eventually going to happen. But we got to go through the process, as our dear leader says.
Yeah. But, like you said, you guys said earlier, we scored from the slot. That's a good thing. That's something we haven't been doing that much. So that was nice to see. And, They did what they had to do. Killing. I tell you what, Dan Girardi's a sick bastard, man. He blocked that pass with like 6 seconds to go from Backstrom, I think, from behind the goal line with the back of his like neck.
I know.
That last ditch effort.
He was balls out, man.
Oh, he was. He's a warrior, that guy, I tell you.
And so glad to see him back, man.
Yeah. And it was really great to see Stahl back. I mean, besides Callahan and Lundqvist, he's the guy. I love Mark Stahl. I think
he's
just stud. Stud.
His vision was still a little blurry last night, but he felt pretty good.
Yeah, tell you what, man. For a guy that hasn't played in, like 18 games, and a guy who's never worn a shield and a guy who's got blurry vision, I think he played a hell of a game. In a playoff game with that speed, full
yeah,
marks
I,
for that.
I thought he played pretty well last night.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Torts, the all-time best was that comment with Torts when he looks at John Ritter's asshole. He says, would you get me the hell out of here?
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was, you know, I mean, he was in a jovial mood because they won, but, you know, it was question after question after question. It did sound like it was never going to end.
Right.
And he turns to John Ritter's asshole. He says, would you get me the hell out of here, please? And,
wow.
And, yeah, so Claude Julien took a page out of Tortorella's book today, I read. And he ended his press conference the same way, and he got a good laugh out of him.
His asshole, yeah. And, you know, take his face and move it closer to the camera so you can get in the camera shot, that little fucking weird.
Surprisingly, he wasn't. Anyway, I figured I was listening to you guys. I figured I'd chime in. Good stuff.
Huh.
Game 4
that's
tomorrow night.
Yeah, me and you will do a post game. How about that?
That
me and you.
Cute.
Jim
right,
will be
fella.
Watching Fringe. English.
You boys have a good night. Go Rangers tomorrow night. Hope they
same
come out and whip their ass.
Talk to you soon.
All right, guys. Ciao.
Bye.
Okay. Jim has his way. We'll talk to you after they get eliminated. Game 6.
Would you stop?
I'm just busting balls. Hey, I allowed to bust balls?
Of course you are.
Busted my balls the last couple of weeks.
But when you bust my, you're questioning my devotion.
Oh, that's out of bounds.
Well, it should
well,
be.
I'm glad that you're sick. Our friendship, you're questioning that.
Hey, you said it, not me.
I don't question your devotion. I know you're devoted.
I get this
you're
Chinese.
You're hopeless devoted to this nonsense.
Somebody sent me this Chinese website that sells these hockey jerseys, but they all look like shit. Like really
that's
bad.
A shocker.
Well, no, the one I got, the Winter Classic jersey I got last year, that's a Chinese knockoff. You can't tell. That's a great one. That's one of the best ones I've ever seen. But this website that somebody just sent me, they look terrible. Look like something I did. Like I stitched the numbers on.
I have to tell you, Matt Zuccarello impersonation last night. That was last week was funny. This weekend. I listened to it again. I was in hysterics.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
I mean,
that was pretty funny.
If you want to bring it, you bring it. I mean, you've been... I'll tell you that much. I was going to do more, but I didn't like that. I edited myself. You know, like when you want to feel like showing up.
When your heart's in it.
I remember Eddie chastising me for a November year. You remember that? I mean, it's 3 years ago. I don't remember what I had to eat yesterday. I'm chastising you because you're just chastised, worth cutter. So,
Cutsy's here?
Yeah, Cutsy. What's going on? Are the Leafs playing tonight? Oh, they lost last night, right?
Yeah.
Their first game in over a decade, playoff game in a decade, and they lose?
Yeah, there were like millions of people outside the arena in Toronto watching the game.
Really?
Millions may have been a tad of an exaggeration. But.
Was it a big night in Kitchener, Ontario?
I bet.
I wonder if Cutter was.
They were wearing their special. His cats were wearing their special Leafs booties.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
Who knows?
So,
wow, they lose to the big bad Bruins. What's that? So what's the update to the in the games going on tonight? As I
2-1 Islanders and 2-0 Habs.
Huh. I thought the Islanders got tied. I don't know.
Maybe they did.
I hope so.
Oh, I'm sorry. Now it just updated. Pittsburgh is now ahead 3-2.
Yes. Can't stand these Islander fans where I live.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't stand Ranger fans who say, look at the Islanders are doing. They play with heart. Shut up. Never throw the Rangers under the bus, no matter how much they suck.
Especially the Islanders bus.
Yeah.
How dare you?
How dare you, sir? So, what else? Oh, going back to the Ricky Itazu thing, do you really? I think it was Henrik's fault that goal went in. But the problem is that he plays deep in the net and he plays all world all the time. So if he gives up the odd goal, what am I supposed to get crazy about?
Right.
One of the reasons he makes all these spectacular saves, he plays deep in the net.
Right. Come on, I agree.
You'll agree with anything to get out of here right now. What else we got, Robin?
What else is in the news, Robin? That's it. No phone calls. No phone. No life. No motor car. What else you want? I got no healing.
Ever get any of the limo late?
Eddie fell asleep. Well done.
You want Carvel commercials, Gina? We got those, I think, somewhere. I'm Tom Carvel.
Cookie Puss.
Cookie Puss. Fudgy the Whale. I don't know. I don't get that whole Ovechkin sucks stuff. He is so annoying, though. Margaret Hurley's right. He's annoying with that flap hanging out. It's ridiculous.
He is a living Mr. Potato Head.
He's an ugly motherfucker.
Matt Harvey with a no-hitter through 5 innings.
Matt Harvey. My friend Patrick, who's on the Facebook group, Patrick Hill.
Uh-huh.
Got his pictures. Picture with Ike Davis and Justin Turner. Yeah.
Very nice.
Matt Harvey was the only one in the luxury box. I guess he was too good.
They were at the game last night, right?
Yeah.
Now, were they wearing Pod Fan Sucks shirts or Ovi Sucks shirts or something?
Ovi Sucks.
That's funny.
Which looked a lot like Boucher Underground shirts.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll get the picture that Pat has, somebody can Photoshop.
Oh, there you go. It's a good idea. I like when guys who are on teams that I like embrace other teams that I like Justin Tuck at the Garden with the waving the.
Right.
Yeah, I think he was in the game last night too. I read somewhere.
Does he have dreads?
No. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. I don't know. They had some kind of athletes there. I didn't know that. Oh, apparently Sidney Crosby's taking a puck to the face.
Oh, darn. Right in the lips. He's going to get a fat lip now.
He's already got those supermodel lips as it is.
That duck face.
Like the Housewives of Orange County lips. All right, well, since we have no phone calls, and I think I've exhausted all my analyses.
And we will be back Thursday night.
Yes, Thursday night. I'm sorry to how we just got here. We tried to extend the show with, like,
jokes.
Some hamburger hockey helper, but it just didn't work out.
We've had Eddie Leighton playing here.
But we thank everybody for joining us tonight. We love you. We embrace you. Physically, if we can't do that, we do it through the internet radio. Please do not press charges. We do this only as fans and brethren and the sisterhood of the traveling Ranger hockey pants. So, whatever that.
Traveling Cooperalls.
The traveling Cooperalls.
So, I see. Here's a picture of Ike Davis and Justin Turner. Somebody else posted on Facebook. With their OV Sucks shirts. That's pretty funny.
And it's funny because Pat's brother John's like, Pat, come over here. You can have your picture taken with Ike Davis. And he leaves me, and I'm going, I'm like, why am I being left out of this photo op?
Yeah, did you have to take the picture?
No. I guess John thought since Pat's in a wheelchair that he would have more of a shot to get him to take a picture.
Right.
Or something. Or maybe he feels that I'm not really a baseball fan, so... Yeah, it would have been a good Facebook shot, right?
Of course.
I mean, it's all about the Facebook. Let's face it nowadays. I gotta I gotta have people make. I need people to know I'm having fun. Well, not really, but sometimes it seems like that. People use Facebook for. I'm having a blast. I love Ike Davis. How about you get a hit maybe one of these days, you bum?
Yeah, really.
So that's the scoop. We got a what you call it. So when are we doing the next show? I can't make it. I'm low energy.
Thursday night.
Well, thanks again, everybody, joining, listening.
How about? Hold on. Let me check the schedule here. Thursday night at 8:30. That's 5:30. We'll be on at 7:30 again Thursday night.
Yeah, I like that. I like early starts.
All right.
The only problem is most people are watching the hockey games and they don't want to really listen to us. But you got to make a decision in your lives.
Exactly.
All right, Jimmy. Well, it was great doing the show with you. And
same here.
All right. Good night, everybody.